welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUFB. We're TLUFB!
I'm an idiot. Hello and welcome to the Level Up Show Podcast, I guess. I'm Ralph. I'm hosting. I'm the host. Do I host this all the time? I don't know.
The hostess with the ghostess.
I love hostess, and I'm always ghosting everyone.
Bitches.
No, they don't.
They ghost you. Me. Yeah. I don't think he texts. I don't think it counts as a ghost when they never respond in the first place.
I didn't text them, and they didn't text me either.
it's a non-starter.
It's like a double ghost situation.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
It's usually that double my life old, until I met my wife.
Yeah. Double ghost 7 over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was your. I think that was your Tinder name, wasn't it? Double ghost 7.
Yeah.
You're wondering how I found out about all this, aren't you? It's because I was.
How we met.
I was the only one you matched with.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. That's Derek. He's here.
Hello.
Brian's not here though.
Nope.
Not yet.
No. Nope.
Is he coming?
He's building the bomb.
I probably shouldn't say that, but
I was referencing Oppenheimer, thank you.
Okay.
Or I mean, well, can Giant Bomb sue us for saying that? They said that a lot. He's building the Technodrome.
Okay.
Now,
not a bomb.
Now I brought it back. Technodrome, right?
Okay. Ninja Turtles. Okay, we were just talking. Well, I guess we were recording, but it may not make the episode. Take a lot of editing. The third Ninja Turtles movie, at the very beginning, April brings them all the four Ninja Turtles a gift from a flea market she went to.
Yeah.
And like, is one of the, I think whatever she gives Donatello makes him go back in time.
Yeah, it's like the it's the weird, it's like a lantern of some sort.
So he gets it and he's like, he says like, whatever it is, and he's like, boss. So like, I mean, if Mutant Mayhem has dialogue dumber than, or like, you know, like
similar
kids
to
lingo
calling people boss
dumber, yeah, than that, then yeah, I would be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, there, yeah, I think you are way, you will be way into this movie. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I think the kids, I mean, I reference it, or I liken it rather to the second or the Spider-Verse movies, right? Both of those,
yeah,
feel, both of those are excellent. Both of those are, I feel, treated a little more almost adult or a little more older teen oriented. These Ninja Turtles feel very young. They're very hip, or trying to be. They want to be cool, but it just fucking works, man. It really does.
Okay. Have you seen the newest cartoon show? Is it like Rise of the
Ninja Turtles?
What's it called? Yeah, and like, they're like very young, and it is so bad. Like,
the
animation, well, the animation's probably fine, but the way they look,
sure, just
it's
not,
just like, it hurts me. Like, yeah, this is not right.
It's not appropriate, yeah.
So, I don't know why I've seen it. I think it was on some streaming thing I had.
Yeah,
I like tried to watch it one time. I was, yeah, like, well, this was
Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, it ran. Is it running still? No, it's from 2018 to 2020.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. So I do know that they are going to make a bridge show for this movie into the next movie. So there is going to be a television show with these characters, with this animation style, on whatever Paramount, I believe it would be Paramount Plus, based on Mutant Mayhem and kind of a bridge to whatever the next movie might be, because obviously this movie is making a decent amount of money and is very well received, and I liked it a whole ton. I also didn't realize that Post Malone is in that movie.
I remember seeing his name in the
credits beforehand. Yeah.
Did you send us that maybe?
Yes, the whole screenshot, or the screenshot,
yeah,
of all the,
Ray Filet or
Ray
something.
Ray Filet. Ray Filet. Yeah. He sings it, which is like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
What the heck? A lot of auto-tune on that.
I only saw it once. I got to see it again to tell you for sure. Okay. Okay. Let me tell you, though, Mondo Gecko, excellent.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, he's so good. It's so good.
I mean, I like Mondo Gecko, the character.
Superfly, then, Ice Cube kills it. He's so good.
What about the punk frogs?
Punk frogs are good. Yeah, the Genghis Frog.
Yep.
Yep, yep.
What was the other? Attila the Frog.
Yeah, you only see Genghis, but yeah, Attila, Genghis, Napoleon, Rasputin.
Oh, the frog.
Yeah, Rasputin.
Okay, that's probably not. I don't know if I got that right or not. Well, instead of asking you how you are,
yes, let's not and say we did.
I came up with some questions to break the ice.
Ooh,
it's been so long since we done an episode. But
I love this.
Because you said you have a question also.
I do have a question. Mine is video game related, though. Are yours video game related?
Yes, they are.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. Mine's pretty simple. So why don't you want me to start with mine?
Sure. Okay. Mine aren't that complicated, but one of them's geared towards Ryan mostly, but so that's not going to play well.
Okay.
But whatever.
So we were talking about, like, obviously here's how we operate most of the time as video gamers. I think you've gotten better over the years at not doing this, but I feel like most of us do this, and it's, we all buy a bunch of games, and then we complain that there's nothing to play. I know I do that, where I will buy, I have a stack of video games down there, and I'm like, I'm just going to play this free-to-play game on the PlayStation because I got nothing to play. I got a whole list of fucking games on Game Pass I could be playing, a stack of games I could be playing, and I'm complaining that there's nothing to play. So with that feeling, the question that was posed is, what kind of genre of a video game are you most jonesing for right now? Like, if you could say, I need one of these to fill me up, daddy, what is it? And I'll tell you what mine was while you think about it. Mine, okay, the game that I truly feel that I needed in my life right now is a great arcade sports game. I really want a great arcade sports game. Like, that would fucking make me so happy. Like, if there was... I really, honestly, like, we talk about Blitz, we talk about Jam, but I want, what was the MLB one called?
Slugfest?
Slugfest.
Hold on, I got something for this.
Oh boy, here we go. Yes, MLB, sir.
Slugfest?
Yes, sir. Loaded.
I have, with Sammy Sosa on the cover, who was probably loaded with steroids in that picture.
Yeah, like, that's what I want. I want just a juiced up, home run machine, punching people baseball game. Like, I just need a good arcade sports game in my life right now. That is kind of what I'm itching for, personally.
Okay, I wanted to tell you, I just saw there was a game coming out on Switch next month, which is probably coming on everything, called RoboDunk.
Oh, okay.
Which is two versus two arcade NBA Jam style roguelite.
Whoa, roguelite?
I don't know.
That sounds dumb as hell. I love it.
I watched the trailer and it looked like the robots were almost too big to be playing basketball.
Is this Rock'em Sock'em robots? They're huge.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to keep my eye on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be any good, but I thought that was interesting.
Comes out on Hadley's birthday, September 25th.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm
into that. Well, that looks cool.
Here lately, I have been way into, like, arcade-y, kind of, like, just pick up and play stuff.
Sure.
But really, I've been hankering for, like, a brand new Darksiders game.
Sure.
It's like, hit me with something like Darksiders 1.
Yeah, Darksiders 1's so perfect.
Yeah, I mean, 2 is good. I cannot finish 2 for some reason. It always pisses me off.
I don't know if it's playing as, is it war? I just didn't like playing as war.
Yeah.
Or no, is it like,
is it war? Wait, what? No,
no,
death.
War's not, yeah, death. I'm one. Sorry. War is the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And death. Genesis.
Yep. Death, yeah. Death, I didn't like.
But it's fun. Like,
yeah.
I just want something.
I feel like that game nailed having a challenge but not being challenging. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, it's not that hard. It just seems like everything looks the same, at least when I play it. Yeah. Maybe I need to get my eyes checked.
No, I think it's all very drab and kind of samey.
Because I did play it on Wii U a little bit not too long ago. Maybe I think I talked about that on the last episode. You did. Maybe. I shouldn't talk about this. I dabbled in a game which I think you dabbled in before, Remnant from the Ashes.
I did download Remnant, and then Remnant 2 came out to rave reviews, and it made me have a little bit of FOMO that I have not bought Remnant 2 yet.
Okay. Well, I had owned Remnant 1 on Switch for a little while. It came out earlier this year, and it's made by the same people who made Darksiders 3.
Okay.
And I was like,
Gunfire?
Like, I was like, I'm digging this. This is great. And then it's like, oh, wait, this is like a Souls-like, or I can't get past this freaking checkpoint.
Right.
So I guess I'm done with this.
Sure.
So like, it was almost scratching that itch for some reason.
Like I said, I've heard about Remnant 2 is absolutely fantastic. I was hesitant because I just heard some, I heard rough things about the first one, but this one apparently is very, very good.
Well, I thought the first one was really fun. It's just like, it was too hard for me. You could play a co-op, so right, that would have helped, definitely.
That's why I was interested in it in the first place.
Yeah. So, I guess I answered that question.
You did.
That was who presented you with this question?
Chris and Garrett and I were talking about that last night, about what is the game genre that you're just like really, really itching for. And so, yeah, mine was, I don't remember what theirs were, but mine was I want an arcade sports game. I need one real bad.
Yeah, I want that too. So I'm with you.
Hit me with your questions. Talk to me, Daddy.
I was going to ask Ryan, but I will ask you, have you ever bought a game only because it had cool box art?
Or
the image on the store or whatever. Whatever it is.
Sure. Yeah. I guess digital box art. No, I don't feel like that has ever really influenced me enough to be like, I want to buy this game. I've looked at games and been like, holy shit, the box art is really cool. Especially because, and a lot of times when they put a lot of work into the artwork, it's because the final product is not very good. but no, I've never been to the point of like, I need this game because it looks really cool. I have sat there and appreciated how good box art looks, but I've never felt swayed by it, no.
Okay, I have.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, it's just...
Titties.
I mean, well... not quite. Well, it's just like, I kind of want this game, and it's like... And that box art is real good. I'll just go ahead and buy it, because of that... Like, I won't be able to reach it, but Crystar on Switch.
Okay.
Like, The box art is so good. That's like why I haven't gotten rid of the game, which is weird because all I see is the spine of it on my shelf.
Yep.
Really dumb. I'm sure there are more.
There are probably others out there. I mean, there's definitely superb box art out there. And there's also some really shitty box art too. Like I think the Tiny Tina Wonderlands box art was just dumb as hell.
Yeah, it's not great.
Not great, you know? Like, the Borderlands series has been iconic with the way that they've done their box art. I'm not saying it's spectacular, but it's iconic enough that you know what it is. They really flubbed it with the Tiny Tina thing.
Yeah, they definitely did. I thought one of these 3DO games had incredible box art, but now I'm not seeing it. Besides... Demolition Man, but that's just the poster mostly.
Yeah, there you go. Now we're talking. Yeah, movie wise, I probably have been more swayed to watch a movie based on a movie poster than I have been to buy a video game.
Okay. Well, they did it right by putting the poster on the 3DO game.
Yeah. I mean,
what
if you're like, you think movies? I'm trying to think of a good one for movies. Like, the 90s Mario Brothers movie. I think that poster is awesome. I mean, the poster is just iconic and it looks cool, but I know that movie is not for everybody. It's for me, but it's not for everybody, but that poster looks real cool.
Yeah. It's probably better than the movie.
Yeah. In my opinion. It probably is, but I'm going to say no, only because I love that movie. Oh, fuck. Anyway. Well,
I guess I can hit you with this other one while we're here. Out of all the games that you have finished, which one have you hated the most?
Ooh, I have to have finished it, huh? Because you know what my answer would be.
I mean, as long this is something within recent memory, if you can think of something.
Well, I mean, my first instinct is, and you're going to know exactly what it is. There's one game that I didn't finish because I couldn't finish it, and I returned it. Lords of Shadow 2. Lords of Shadow 2. Fuck that game. God, I was so mad at that fucking game. That game was just not great, you know. I will say I don't have a great running tally, I don't think, of games I have finished yet this year. Let me see if I can pull this up. But what I will say while I vamp and before I let you speak is, for me, I think the issue stems from less that, like you said, I hated it, right?
Yeah.
It's less that I hate it and more that I instantly fucking forget it.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing in games anymore that makes things memorable for me, I feel like. Here you go. Okay. Here's games that I finished this year. I didn't even remember I finished these games. I finished Tales from the Borderlands. That game was fucking bad.
Okay.
Hogwarts Legacy. I don't even fucking remember that game. I forgot that game came out this year. That's a great game.
You loved it for a while.
I still love it. I just forgot about it. Jedi Survivor. Okay. That game is good. Callisto Protocol, a fine game. Ori in the Blind Forest 2 or Ori 2 Will of the Wisp. Fantastic game. So, like, Hogwarts was just such a easily forgettable game. It's not that I hated it. It was just easy to be like, yep, I'm done. Like, I don't care. I'm just going to move on past it, you know? I'm trying to think of other games that I just absolutely hated after I finished it. What do you got?
I got nothing because, like, I don't. It would have been a long time
games.
Ago.
Yeah, you don't finish games.
Yeah, I rarely finish games, and especially if I'm not liking it, then there's no shot.
I push through it when I hate it just because I have to.
See, that's why I was going to ask you that because I knew you would.
Yeah. I will always find reasons to not hate video games for the most part, especially if I spend enough time with it. But, like, you know, like I said, Tales from the Borderlands, that was a bad game. I did not need to finish that game. That was a bad game. Werewolf, The Apocalypse, Earthblood. I did not need to finish that game. I didn't hate it, but I didn't need to finish it. It was supremely forgettable. I have no fucking clue what happened. So I think it's less in my brain because I don't compensate. I don't think things that way. It's not that I hate things, except for Lords of Shadow 2. It's that I just don't fucking remember anything about them. Okay. I just forget. It's just like how... Half the time, I don't even remember if I played those games or not. My brain doesn't work that way. I played... What did I play recently that I was like, holy shit, I forgot this fucking game existed. I don't know. I'd have to write it down. Anyway, this is great content. My apologies.
It's fine. I provide great content all the time. Okay, well, let's talk about this news
I think it's the only news because as your anchor, that is the person weighing you down, not the news anchor. I definitely didn't really find anything that mattered. I guess Starfield's coming out. People keep talking about Starfield. I keep forgetting that Starfield's coming out soon, but it's coming out and you can preload it starting tomorrow on your Xbox or August 30th on Steam. So. There's that.
Okay. Well, I hope they like it.
Yeah.
Whoever's
I'm gonna turn on my Xbox for the first time in 3 months and preload it, but I just don't care. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, there was like a THQ Nordic presentation thing the other day, and they announced a new South Park game called Snow Day, which apparently is some kind of a multiplayer thing, and it looks bad. So
yeah,
that's that.
I saw this on the news, and as a normal news person would, I went and watched the trailer so I could be prepared to talk about it. And I started the trailer and wanted to turn it off immediately because I think the 3D looks shitty. It reminded me instantly of that 64 game
That's what they said on the podcast.
Looks terrible. I literally didn't even know this existed. I had to Google it tonight. It looks terrible. I thought it looked bad in action. I don't think the trailer looked good. I don't know whose idea it was to go backwards, but this game looks like shit.
Yeah, it seems like a weird decision, but I mean, you know, multiplayer games make money, I guess. I mean, I guess I don't know. They said the developers like called Question Games.
It's questionable that they're doing this.
They're probably getting some big money, maybe.
Menards?
That's where they save it. Oh, they don't get it.
That's right. Save big money.
I saw the games they had made. I'd never heard of either one of them, so I don't know. I think they were both multiplayer focused.
Yeah, I thought it looked really bad.
Yeah, well, they also showed like some kind of tiny trailer for that Last Ronin game.
Yeah,
and like I don't have a whole lot of hope for that, but I'm glad it exists.
I'm glad it's real, and I'm way excited that it's going to be. You know, actually turn into a video game. So Black Force Games, it looks like, is doing that, who have they remade Destroy All Humans and Destroy All Humans 2. So,
and that last Bubsy game that the Auto Runner.
Yep.
And they did Gianna Sisters, whatever it is. I have it on Wii U. I hate the way their games look.
Yeah.
So I hope this is different.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, there looks like some other stuff they talked about, but nothing that like really trips my trigger by any means, huh?
Yeah, they talked about that recreation game, which is like the people who made Dangerous Driving and Danger Zone and Dangerous Golf. They used to make Burnout games. Recreation is like some kind of it sort of sounds like Burnout Paradise, where you like create your own tracks and stuff.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't have any hope for it, but nope. I also don't have hope for it. But hey, I hope. I mean, you know, it could be fun, but probably not.
Three Fields Entertainment is who's doing it. Yep.
Every game they've made so far, it's like, well, this is kind of cool, but something about it feels off.
Right, something's wrong here.
So maybe they'll do that again.
Hey, for being only a 9-year-old studio, we'll leave a little bit of hope there.
Yeah.
Their last game was 4 years ago, so let's hope that means something.
Yeah, because I'd heard about this at least over a year ago.
Yeah.
This reminds me, I saw a bumper sticker on a car recently when I was in Illinois, and it said, "Please be patient, I'm 9 years old." I thought that was pretty good.
That's pretty funny. I really want to get a screen print, or like, and I'm sure you could, of just like the face Ace Ventura makes as he's coming out of the Rhino, and just slap that on a bumper sticker, or like a traced outline on the back of my car. I think that would be pretty good.
Yeah, I bet you can get that made.
Yeah, I think somebody with a Cricut could probably make that for me.
Definitely. Okay, well.
That's all I got for news, buddy.
Okay. What have you played? You want me to talk since I have the less exciting stuff?
No, I don't mind talking at all. I'll let you say. Well, you know what? No, you go first. Why don't you go first? That way you were breaking it up a little bit.
Okay.
Tell me about Gianna. No, you didn't play any Gianna Sisters.
not recently, thankfully. No.
Tell me about Batman. Batman.
For some reason, I got the urge, well, to play my Wii U, and it's like, I haven't played a Batman game in a long time. I'm going to fire up Arkham City.
One of the best.
And the Wii U version, well, it's called the Armored Edition because it has the, like, you build up some meter and you push in both the sticks and you become basically all your attacks become electrified.
Oh,
so
okay.
It makes the game easier, basically.
Sure.
And that's a cool game. Like, oh, I kind of forgot. Like, like the Switch version's coming out next month.
Yeah, that trilogy.
The physical version, which is of course what I care about, only has Arkham Asylum on it.
Yeah, and you gotta install the other ones.
You gotta download the other. Yeah, it's like there's no way I'm buying that.
Nope.
So I was just I'm hoping they put out the same thing for PS5, but I haven't heard anything.
No, I haven't either. Arkham City's one of the best, man. I mean, that game was so good when it came out.
Yeah, like, I mean, I remember preferring Arkham Asylum. I don't remember why. Maybe it's because it was smaller. Or maybe it was because it was the first one.
I think Arkham Asylum is still better in a sense that it felt more able to be explored and seen all in kind of like one trip. Arkham City really expanded itself, which is not a bad thing by any means, but for me, is like, I loved the idea of what Escape was, and I felt that there was just kind of a little more, I don't know, drama or intensity with Asylum, and City didn't feel that way. City was just pure action.
Yeah, and I mean, like, people, you know, say City's the better game, and like, that's fine.
Sure.
But I liked Arkham Knight a lot for some reason, and I remember getting, I don't know if it got trashed when it came out, but it seemed like people were down on it, maybe because it came out after. Well, I guess I forgot about Arkham Origins.
Well, and the PC port didn't help it either, with it, the PC port being absolutely fucking broken. So I think that added to the fire of like, hey, this game is fucked.
Yeah, maybe that's what a lot of it was. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna play any more of Arkham City because I think I've already forgotten all the controls.
Yeah.
But
up, up, down, down. Yeah.
a lot of that.
Yep.
That's that. Batman.
Wii
U.
Hell yeah. Tell me about the Snow Bros special.
Snow Bros. This is a remake of the old arcade game called Snow Bros. It's like a single screen arcade game, which would be like the original Donkey Kong, or I guess Pac-Man, or
original Mario.
Like Donut. Yeah, just Mario Bros.
Yep,
yeah.
Mario Bros, yep. Okay.
Or Donut Dodo, which came out last year.
Okay.
Like, just, so you're just like, it's kind of like Bubble Bobble. You're just, there's enemies on the screen, you're throwing snowballs at them, throwing snow at them to turn them into a snowball, and then you push the snowball into other enemies and kill them all.
Got it.
I don't know. Like, is it a great game? No. But did I have fun finishing it?
Hell yeah.
For some reason, yes. And is the final boss Satan? It says it is. It didn't look like Satan.
is it this big green dude?
It was some guy riding a chicken was the final boss.
Oh, yeah, this guy isn't riding a chicken, but there's this big green dude with spikes on his head that looks a little funky.
I think that's the first boss.
Oh, that could be.
I don't remember.
The sumo wrestler dude looks pretty dope.
Yeah, the characters look a little
character
goofy.
Designs are pretty good. I think they're pretty good.
Well, I recorded footage of this because I may make a video about this game. I don't know. You're I need to make another video.
You're going
to
speak about video games, we're saying?
Maybe. Side note, I looked at our TLUSP YouTube page not too long ago, and that new Joe and Matt Caveman Ninja video has over 500 views. Did you know that?
I didn't. That's amazing, though. Good job out of you.
I don't know why someone would watch that.
Content creator, careful Ralph.
I mean, it's just footage of the game. Apparently nobody had any up.
Hey, whatever works. Just keep capturing it, man. Just got to stay in your lane.
Yeah. I don't know. I could go down a whole rabbit hole here, but
I like it when you go down holes.
Okay. The original Snow Bros, like, super hard to find, like, hard to play nowadays, apparently.
Sure.
I don't know. But they put it on Evercade last year.
Okay.
So I played the original game earlier on Evercade, and it's remarkably similar.
Oh, okay.
And the enemy designs look about the same. It just looks, the new one looks a little more modern. Yeah. I had fun, but don't play it.
Fair enough.
Basically.
I'll listen to you.
Yeah. Want to hear about Quake 2?
I do. What the fuck are you playing Quake for?
Quake 2 just came out on modern platforms last week.
Okay.
It got surprise dropped for BlizzCon or whatever it was.
Interesting.
Is it Microsoft Con now? I don't know what it is.
All of the cons.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis
Khan. So the reason I bought this, I actually own Quake 1 on Switch also, because it was like dirt cheap at some point on the eShop. I wanted to buy this because, so it's the Quake 2 PC game remastered, or, well, I don't know, looks shinier now. And it's got like some expansions, and it's got a whole new expansion that Machine Games made, who makes
Wolfenstein games. Yeah.
And the Indiana Jones game coming out. But what got me going is they have the N64 version of Quake 2 included.
Whoa.
It's like, this is awesome. Like, yeah. the first Quake on the eShop or whatever now also has the first Quake N64 version on it also.
Okay.
Which is cool because they're like completely different games. Like, I don't know. It's so weird. Because I think Midway published the first Quake on N64, which is nuts, but I think Activision published the second one. But I enjoyed Quake 2 on N64 as a child, so I was like, I gotta relive that.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you, it is a lot harder than I remember.
I think most things that we think are easy back then are not as easy. It's like Crash Bandicoot or, you know, Spyro.
Oh,
or
man. Yeah.
Fuck some Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I finished Quake 2 on N64 as a child. And that fifth level is rough. I'm just playing it now.
I don't think I played Quake on the N64. Maybe I played Quake 2, but I don't think I played the original.
I didn't play the first one at the time. I never owned it on N64. But so I don't know. And like this was $10 for all of this.
Oh, I do remember this because, I mean, it was just like, to me, it was a Duke Nukem thing.
Okay, it's.
In my brain as a child, I was like, oh, it's like Duke Nukem.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's probably the levels are better designed than Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
Because Duke Nukem gets to the point where it's just like a labyrinth, which is how a lot of those older first-person shooters are, and I don't know why. I guess it prolonged the game.
Made you feel like you're getting banged for your buck.
Yeah, basically.
I love getting banged for my buck.
Yeah, I usually get paid a dollar to bang, so yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's Quake 2.
Okay.
I don't know, it's cool.
How much you pay for it?
It was $10.
Oh, that's not bad.
I mean, it's not even on sale. That's just how much it is, which is very surprising, I think. I hope they put out every old Nintendo 64 game on modern platforms. I don't know why,
but
I want that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. Eventually, it probably will.
You also played Oz. Is it Osman or Osman?
I don't know. Osman.
Osman Cannon Dancer.
Okay, so this was. This game was a spiritual sequel, if you will, to the original Strider, which came out in arcades in the late 80s, and it was on Genesis. There's an NES version that is like more like a Metroidvania for some reason. And the arcade version is like super rare. I don't know what. It flopped, I guess, big time. There's hardly any of them in existence. And they, I guess, well, they'd been working on this. It just came out this year where they put this version out on modern consoles.
Yeah, April, it says.
So Osman is the American title for it, as far as I know, and Cannon Dancer is the Japanese title.
What the fuck?
Cannon Dancer is a better title.
I like that title, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like a side-scrolling action game, hard as balls. I finished it earlier, but I had to turn on. You could just turn on cheat codes.
Sure.
And I got to the last stage, and it was one of those games. Well, so throughout the first so many stages, when you died, it just like was like, will you continue? And you just hit the button, insert a coin, and you're right back in it. But on the last stage, it's like when you continue, it starts you at the beginning of the stage. It's like, I'm never going to finish this. And even it had save states, but I just was getting rocked. It's like, I'm just going to turn on invincibility
and be done with it.
See how this ends.
Told you, man, just playing things on easy, it just saves your life sometimes.
Well, I just wanted to see, like, is this even going to be possible for me to learn how to play this?
Are you fighting Shantae?
It kind of looks like it. It
does look like Shantae a little bit.
I was going to record footage of this. I played this on PlayStation 5 and put it up on our channel, and I feel like I forgot to record it earlier. But yeah, some weird stuff happens in this game. Oh, yeah, and like, you can beat the whole thing in, I don't know, 20 minutes.
I was going to say, this full gameplay walkthrough I'm looking at is 20 minutes long. 20 minutes and 23 seconds.
Yeah.
As this lady's like watching you fight while she's holding, and then she cries a tear.
Yeah, I know. That's how it ends. Yep.
Very strange. Oh, and the world is healed.
And her name's like Slaver or something, because she is enslaved. Osman.
Enslaved. Odyssey to the West. Great game.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I, of course, bought the physical version of this game from Strictly Limited Games, which is based out of Germany.
Oh, yes.
I sent the picture of it in our Discord the other day. I was pretty impressed with that physical version.
Yeah.
And it was like $30 free shipping.
That's not
from
bad
Germany.
At all. Yeah, that's pretty good.
No tax. Yeah, it's got a manual. It's pretty smooth.
Manual part is that's kind of nuts, right? Like, that doesn't feel like it happens as often anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, a lot of these like limited print companies seem to be doing that, which is fine. And like a manual, like, it's cool to have, but will I look at it once entirely? Maybe.
if you're lucky. But it's nice to have. It's nice to know that it's there, though.
Yeah, no, it's cool. But yeah, I enjoyed this game, but man, it's hard. But it's so short, it's like almost, I could be like, oh, I could like learn how to play this.
Right.
But then it's like, well, why? I don't know.
Because it's only, I mean, that it's a, if there's ever a pick up and go game, if it's only a 20 minute run, who cares?
Yeah. 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 I don't know. It's a good time. Oh, I'm down with bringing
sexy
weird
back.
Obscure games back. And that's sexy in my mind.
And
obscure arcade games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I played a whole bunch of stuff, but that's all I have listed.
Okay, yeah. I mean, talk whatever else you want to talk about. I'm down to hear.
Well, I did play a game that you finished.
Oh.
Final Fantasy 16, you finished it.
Oh, yeah, you bought that, didn't you?
I did.
You no longer own that, do you?
No,
Tell me about it, Ralph. I thought this game was for you because it's so straightforward.
Here's the thing.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
I mean, I thought it seemed like a good game, but it's just like, it would not shut up. It's like, please shut up and let me play this game.
Uh-huh.
And it just feels so focus tested or something. Like, it's just been, I don't know. It doesn't feel, not that I'm a Final Fantasy expert by any means.
Sure.
But it does not feel like a Final Fantasy game at all, which could be fine. I don't know. But the combat I thought was really fun, and it's just like, but just let me go. Like,
right.
Stop making me watch these people talk that I don't care about.
It's a lot of there is a lot of cutscenes in that game,
and like, the plot is probably good, but it's just like, it was too much.
I mean, plot's fine. It just goes in weird places. I think the way it wraps up is very good. I do think the way it wraps up is good.
Okay.
So
I got to killed. Well, I don't have a spoiler. It's probably not.
No.
I don't even know if this person's dead, but is it? Well, no, they're not dead. I thought I fought Benedicta. Did I? Whatever.
Okay.
Her name
I mean,
is.
You got a good chunk of the way into the game then if you fought Benedicta.
I think it was at least 3 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Maybe not.
Yeah, to get your first like power.
I think I just unlocked
Garuda.
The power.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to learn a new power. It's just like, I just knew.
Oh,
I knew. I was
so
like,
sad.
I'm not gonna finish it. Yeah.
It's so sad. I'm sorry you don't like it. It's so good.
I mean, I don't like any game. So
that's fair. Yeah.
Don't take
what you say for anything.
No, unless it's bad. Unless everyone hates it, then I'm like, oh, I love that. I'm cool.
Now you're me.
The cool guy.
You have become me.
It's like Snow Bros. Oh, yeah, game of the century.
I bought every physical edition they've ever made on every console.
Yeah, I mean,
twice.
It bankrupted me, but yeah.
But it's mine. You can't take it away from me.
So is this your goatee right now?
It's up there for sure. It would be tough for me to say anything else without looking at my list. But this game has been really good. I do think this game could shave off a few hours and be a little bit better, but I am that way with any game. I think games should be shorter at this point. Like,
yeah, agreed.
I think 30 hours is my sweet spot. 30, 40 if I'm really liking it. 60, 70 is a little out of hand. I think I put almost 80 into Final Fantasy 16.
Man.
It's a lot of hours.
Like 5 hours is my sweet spot. Yeah. So
you should play Tales from the Borderlands then. but yeah, I think, you know, and I will say like 16's up there because it clicked and was good a lot of the time. I struggled with Jedi Survivor to start with, and it got better as I got further with it. But I still think that game struggled with, for me, is a long onboarding process for sure.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it's probably my goatee currently.
Okay.
And Diablo's up there. Spider-Man's still got to come out, though.
Yeah.
A lot of options.
Mario.
Fucking, I can't wait.
Tears of the Kingdom. Still got to get back to that.
Well, thankfully, I don't have to play Tears of the Kingdom. I can just load up my Ambernic and play all the old games if I want to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about the Ambernic. How's that going?
I haven't played it a ton, admittedly. I did just get a new SD card with different games on there. And I started Link to the Past because I've never beaten it,
okay.
Never really played it. I've obviously talked about A Link Between Worlds and I've wrote a review about it and I really enjoyed that game. Yeah. You know, randomly I liked that Zelda game. So like I should probably play the game that kind of, you know, started it all, if you will. Obviously Legend of Zelda on the NES is still very big and very popular, very important. But Link to the Past is kind of the one, right? So that Ocarina. So yeah, I started playing like I maybe got an hour in to playing Link to the Past. So tinkering with that. I mean, just the idea and the amount of games that are on that fucking thing is nuts. I wish I had it on me. I do not currently. I meant to bring it up to show it to you a little bit because the game lists are never ending. It feels like all of the different fucking games on there. I got that. And then, Tony Welchel also got the same thing, but then he recently upgraded to the same thing that CJ has, the Logitech G Cloud or whatever it's called.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He upgraded to that since it can play a bunch of newer old games and you know, only $300 is what that is. So he's really liking that, from my understanding. But I really like the portability and the pocketability of the Ambernic and the truthfully inexpensive cost. I mean, I went for the $150 version. For someone that does not care that much, you could easily get away with getting the $80 version and throw it in your pocket and not worry about it ever again. And I think that's the coolest part about it is so inexpensive. The form factor is so dope. I love the way it looks. I love the screen. It's so bright. It's so vibrant. It's so easy to use. I'm really glad I don't have a PC to have to really look into learning how to go down this scary rabbit hole of downloading games and shit like that. It would be a problem, I think.
You got to get that Grimace game on there.
I got to load it on there. You're right. That's all I got to do.
That came out this year.
That's like the game of forever.
That's a goatee contender. Like, absolutely.
Kids are always talking about all the different Grimace games they're playing on Roblox. So they know the deal.
Oh, wow.
People
okay.
making their own Grimace games on Roblox. So yeah, Ambernic. Which one did I buy? Hang on. I will give you a model here in a second.
Lots of letters and numbers.
It was RG34 Hut Hut. Speaking of Hut Hut, have you watched Hard Knocks yet?
No.
Are you not going to? You don't care?
I haven't watched anything much lately besides children's programming.
That's okay. Anything's children's programming if you allow it to be. I own the RG353V. It's got two joysticks on it. It's got the Famicom colored buttons. It's white. It is very nice. It's very nice.
Nice.
Got triggers on the back, a little L2, R2 action. There's actually four buttons on the back. So
here's the thing I'm afraid of if I were to buy one of these things. Don't you just feel like you're overwhelmed? Like, which game do I play? Oh, I'm going to dabble in like 100 different games.
Yes. I do feel that at times, which is why for me, it's like, I need to use this as a very easy way to play games that I have not played overall. That's what I tell myself. And then you know what I load? Hold on. Let me just cue this up for myself because it's fucking stupid. So I'm telling myself, you know, I got to play new games or games I've never played. And so instead, this is a long buildup. Instead, what do I do? What do I load up?
Super Mario World.
You're very close.
Well, wait.
Because why wouldn't I load up Yoshi's fucking Island, Super Mario World 2? That's what I play. That's probably what I play the most on my Anberdick. It's fucking Yoshi's Island. I love that game for some reason, though. Man, I love that game.
I mean, people love it.
It's
like,
so good. It's so good. I shouldn't like it as much as I do, but yeah, that's, I played like, I don't know, probably 2 hours of Yoshi's Island. I was like, I gotta stop.
Hey, man,
I can play this game anytime. I don't need to play it now. anyway, yeah. The speaker on it's really good. It's fast. It's a really, really dope system, man. It's really cool.
I need to check out the games list again. I know you. Did you send that? Yeah, you sent it to us, right?
Yeah, I think I sent like a link of what the games that come on that SD card is.
Okay.
Because it comes, they send you a preloaded one, you load it in there, and then, like I said, I had Tony get me a different SD card loaded with different games on there. So
nice.
It almost felt like my first dabble into buying a bunch of these, similar to what you have done with your
Evercades.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is scary. I don't want to do that, but it's very possible that I do.
Yeah, I have an Evercade game right here. Yes. I was,
because they make wide. I mean, they make wide ones that look like a Game Gear. They make ones that look like a Switch. They make ones that just look like every console you've ever seen. They make micro ones, like a micro Game Boy, an old Super Nintendo. Man. There's one that looks like an old Super Nintendo controller. I mean, they make all kinds of form factors for these fucking things. That's what's nuts about it.
Yeah, they look pretty neat. It's super neat. I don't know if I could do it. I'd be overwhelmed.
I think
that's my problem.
In my opinion, you should own one, but I think that's where you should stop. I think if you owned one and you got the right form factor of what you wanted, that's all you should get. Because even if for the inexpensiveness and you got enough fucking game credit to do whatever you want to. You're a GameStop god.
Not anymore.
Well, so. But even if you bought this, again, the cheapest version, $70, that is so truthfully inexpensive that, like, who gives a fuck? If you don't ever really play it, similar to what you do with your Evercades are more than that.
Yeah.
But take a look at all the form factors, because the form factors are what sell you on it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was just looking at some. Yeah, they look pretty neat.
Super nice.
Like, I'm to the point with Evercade now where it's like they announced the other day that they're coming out with a cartridge that only has one game on it.
Whoa.
And I was like, yes! This is what I want. Just give me one. Which is stupid.
That is very stupid, like, because that is they want you to feel that way.
Because some of these have like 20 games on them or whatever. But it's like it may be a brand new game. I don't know. It's something called Full Void, and I don't know what that is.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't know.
But it may just be on Evercade only. And, sure. Well, it's probably on PC. But it's like, that's what I want.
Yep.
So I'm the
You're the minority here.
I'm an idiot.
You're the problem, mostly. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's so, you. Hi, you're the problem. It's you. I got it.
I mean, if I look back at my entire life, like, I have been the problem. So.
What else? Yeah, so 16, well, I don't have a ton more to say about 16.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think Ryan's finished it?
I don't think so, but maybe. I never can tell. Lately, he has been strange with his video game playing, so I don't know. Plus, it's Madden season. I know. I think he said he wasn't getting Madden, but I don't. I don't know if I believe that. So.
Yeah, I could have changed.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We'll see. But I hope he's finished it. I'm sure he's got some very nonchalant things to say about it. He doesn't get too excitable about those things, unfortunately.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I had to look up what this game is. Naraka.
Yeah, Blade Point. Yeah.
Is that even how you say it?
Yeah, Naraka Blade Point. This is a game that Chris and Garrett introduced me to. Think, at least on the surface, think Fortnite with, not Dishonored, For Honor.
Roblox.
Close. For Honor. So, like, Japanese-style, like, melee combat in a Fortnite-style 50-person battle royale. Up to, you can do trios, duos, solos, whatever you want to do. You have different characters that have different ultimates and different abilities. So, like, they get a little more Apex-y there with everyone's got different triangle button or... again, their ultimate is different, and those build up over time with combat. They have a really cool respawn mechanic, which is if you die before a certain point of the game, you can just go respawn yourself at a respawn point. So you don't have to wait for somebody to come and respawn you, although that would save your get-out-of-jail-free card, essentially. But so if you're playing solo and you die, you can just go and respawn yourself at one of the respawn points and, run away, whatever you want to do. But that's kind of intriguing that it's not a team focused thing that you have to do, but it's more of a benefit if you keep somebody alive that can come and revive you and save you from having to burn your get out of jail free card. But
oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, free to play, it's got 8,000 fucking menus, which sucks. It's got, it wants you to spend money. I don't think it's super gross with its microtransactions by any means. It's got a battle pass, which I've not spent any money on. But the loop is really fun. I like the loop. There's quests. It's got the normal battle royale type stuff. But the melee stuff is what's interesting. You traverse the world by... consistent sprinting, which there's no stamina. Awesome. They have a grapple hook, which you use spools for, and you have to pick up those throughout the game. But super easy traversal mechanic. You can climb everything. That feels really, really good. And I think the combat's not bad. There's some polishing this game needs. I think there's some pretty bad input lag at times, which is obviously not good when you're in kind of almost a fighting game because there's... They want you to get in depth with this, and you can. There's parries and counters, and almost like the boys call it a rock, paper, scissors mechanic. It's like somebody's showing blue, so that means you need to throw red or white. And like for me, I don't fuck with that. I just smash R2 and try to kill everybody. Like I don't play the metas and all that shit. You know me, I don't. I'm bad at figuring that shit out. So I'm just there. I'm just there to fuck.
Yeah, you're over there banging R2-D2 exactly. All the while.
Yep.
Smashing.
Just fucking it up. They have a crossover. Very strange. They have a crossover right now with Nier.
Wow.
Yeah. So right now, one of the currencies you can unlock as you do quests is for Nier Automata. You can get, what's the big smiley dude's face?
Emil?
So you can get you can get his, helmet thing. You can get a 2B face with you can get a whole 2B getup if you want to, or 9S with the whole clothes and all that shit. It's and very strange that they're doing a crossover for it, considering that's kind of a big game, and I don't feel like Naraka's that big. But it's a good time waster. I haven't really played a bunch of Fortnite or anything else battle royale wise. Naraka has been kind of the game I've just been fucking around with, even though I should be playing. Dredge. I mean, I bought Dredge and haven't played it.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. Well, no, it sounds interesting.
It is. It's definitely, I would say just watch a couple rounds of it, just because, again, the interesting parts of the combat, I think, are what get me, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Anything else you played worth mentioning?
No, not really. Play a little Mario Party.
Nice.
I lost one. I won one. Rubber match. you know. Gotta have one. Played a little Crash Bandicoot. That game's still hard.
Yes.
Crash 2 though. Played a little Crash 1 and Crash 2. But yeah, nothing too crazy. Like I said, I got that amber neck. I put it, it's by my bedside, but I mean, I don't know if you've met me before, careful Ralph, but I'm pretty good at just falling the fuck asleep.
In the middle of something.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I could be holding a video game controller and still playing the level and sleeping in it. So,
I've seen that happen.
You have seen that happen, yeah. The amber neck being by my bedside might need to move to my table, because like I could play it while I'm watching wrestling. Like that's something very easy to just kind of pick up and fuck around with for a little while, and charges fast, USB-C. It's just, man, it's a really fucking cool thing. Really cool.
Nice.
So
yeah,
man, kick the can on it a little bit, you know, kick the can on it a little bit. I know you don't need another console that you're not going to fucking touch for once or twice, but it's there just in case. And you know what? The nostalgia factor for the wife, or the non cost effectiveness of what it is, or the full on cost effectiveness of what it is. Let LB play with it and let her fucking chew on it. Like whatever, it's fucking doesn't cost nothing.
I mean, I've got this.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
This Ninja Turtles.
That's worth some money, though.
LCD thing. That's probably worth like $20. I don't know.
Yeah, probably more, but yeah.
You know what I would love to have is, like
a smaller dick. I get it, man. I understand. Oh, yeah. That'd be so nice.
Life would be so much easier. an arcade that has
that kind of system,
like
on
something
it?
Like that, that has like thousands of arcade games.
Well, and
right there.
There is arcades. There's arcade games in the Amber Neck, and I showed you that whole file that has nothing but shmups. It's just a shmup folder, and it's like, holy shit, man! Like this is fucking insane. You know, so I mean, and shmups take most shmups don't take very long to beat. So like, you could just sit there and just churn through 100 shmups in the next week because you're just like fucking wrecking them, you know. It's and you can connect it to a TV. You can play it with a controller. There's playability, not just portability. You can hook it up to things and still play it with a Bluetooth controller. It's fucking cool.
Okay, I didn't know it was you can
hook
it to a TV.
Wi-Fi, yeah, you can hook it to a TV. You just have to have a regular. I think it's a micro HDMI to a full HDMI to hook it to the TV, and off you go, or a monitor, if you will.
Okay. So. Yeah, because there's probably some. I need to look at the list again, but there's like some like rare games I would
guaranteed.
Love to play.
Guaranteed.
I'm sure they're on there. Yeah.
Guaranteed they're on there.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah. Take a look.
Stop it. Stop trying to talk into this.
$140 for the one I got, buddy. It's super cheap.
I need to buy less things. Not that. But
well,
man,
maybe this is the last. Maybe this is the last thing.
That's what I always say. That's whatever.
And there's multiple colors.
Right before I bought that Duke Nukem Evercade.
Yeah. Listen, thankfully, I don't make as many mistakes as you do, so I feel okay about it. So I understand that you want me to shut up about it, but I'm telling you, you need to own one of these. There's purple, there's black, there's gray.
Like, I've looked hard at those. I don't remember what they're called because they have goofy names, but I know the immortal John Hancock on YouTube has shown one. It's like, looks like a console, but it's like the same thing where it has like 100,000 games in it or something.
Sure.
And he's shown those before, and like it would have like some like TurboGrafx games or some stuff like I would have never played and would have a hard time trying to play now.
Yeah,
that would be neat.
There's another cool one that they make called the Miu Mini Plus, and it's cheap. It doesn't have the Miu Mini Plus, only $80. So again, very inexpensive. There's no thumbsticks on it though. So I mean, there's some differences between the two, but I'm really happy with my Amber Neck. I think it's fucking excellent. So,
do those thumbsticks feel like they're in a weird spot? No,
I don't feel like it is, because especially with the triggers, I feel like it kind of feels pretty good. But I know, if I were you, I don't see you using that part of it because you're a D-pad man.
Unless I was playing something like N64
something new,
stuff.
Right? If you're playing something newer, like I loaded up and tried to play Ocarina, because why wouldn't I? And I was like, I remember why I started this game and then shut it off because I fucking hate this camera.
They hadn't gotten cameras right yet.
No.
And they may still not have, but they're better.
Yeah, that's what I got. Buy an AmberNick. Even start with the $80 one, if you can return it. Amazon's got a great return policy on it.
Yeah, this one was $150. Now it's $140. Maybe this is the one you had.
RG353V.
Is it white?
Mine is white with the buttons.
You said Famicom. It's the green.
Yep. Famicom
green,
buttons.
Blue, yellow,
red. You got
red.
It. That's the one.
Yeah, $140 was $150.
Yep, that's the one I bought it.
No.
Sleep on it. Sleep on it. Not physically on it. Don't do that. Yeah, see?
I'll sleep with it.
There's mine right there. Yep.
Okay.
Same thing. That's the picture I sent you guys, but it's so nice.
Yeah, that is hot.
I played that Clock Tower game, and then that, I don't know what the fuck Alex was asking about, but he was playing that, asking about that Adventure Island game, and there's both of those on there.
Yeah, I loved him. I was jonesing to play some Adventure Island like a couple weeks before he asked about that.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
And I don't have a way to play it. I don't think.
You know how to get one.
I mean, anyway. I could probably download it on
you
something.
Could. Yeah, I'm sure you could. Wouldn't be that
theoretically.
Hard.
I don't know.
Illegally, yeah.
Well, I was thinking legally, but probably I'm sure I could do it illegally.
Definitely.
I don't know how any of this is legal anyway.
Well, I think it's because they don't really talk about it. You know, it's like Fight Club.
Okay. And nobody knows about Fight Club.
Zero buddies know about Fight Club. That's exactly right.
Okay,
that's it.
Well,
that's what I got. That's what I got for you, sir.
I guess we won't do Surmise a Score.
No.
I don't know.
I think not. I think that's probably the right call. What do you got? I mean, what do you got coming up? What are you trying to work on? What are you going to play? You're selling every game you ever own. Did you make money on 16? Did you at least make some money on Final Fantasy 16?
I think I ended up losing probably $10.
You should probably buy Saints Row, because I feel like because everyone hated that game, that would be a game you would somehow end up liking. And that's been like $20 recently.
It's $15 on Woot.
Yeah, you should probably buy that.
I don't know. I don't. I'm afraid to buy games anymore, even though I have...
$15 is jump change.
It is, but I don't know. I have, you know what Nuclear Blaze is?
That game sounds familiar.
It's coming in the mail. It's like a 2D side-scrolling, big surprise, firefighting game, sort of, from, I think, one of the lead designer of Dead Cells.
I mean, there's a shit ton of good reviews on it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I had enough Amazon points to get it for like $14. It's coming later this week.
Hell yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Other than that.
Yeah, it just came out on the Switch in 2023, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the art style. It looks cool.
Yeah. I've just been dabbling in like old school stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing really wrong with that. It's like I just want something small.
Yeah.
I can get into.
Well, see, where you're trying to get a reduction, I'm already reducted. So you want something small? I got you. I'm your man, buddy.
So what's next on your plate after FF16?
I mean, I really should just get through some of these small games: Dredge, Inscription. I would consider Dead Space a small game. That game's not very long. If I remember correctly, 15, 20 hours. I feel like I could get through that. You know, things like that I should really tinker with and just kind of check it off my list. I bought that Last of Us remake, and I haven't really done anything with that. But there is this game on the Nintendo Switch that came out 2 weeks ago that I really want to buy. I really shouldn't want to, but it's been on my list of games that I want to buy ever since I saw it, and I think the kids and I would get along playing it pretty fun, and that is Disney's Illusion Island. I really want to buy Illusion Island really bad.
I was I was like, okay, I'm going to buy it.
Yep.
And then I was like, well, okay, I'm going to watch some videos first.
Yep.
And it just looks...
It's a very kitty. It's very kitty.
Well, it's like it's so zoomed out. And I think it's supposed to be, I guess, because you can four players. Yeah. But then there's like no combat.
Well, yeah, once CJ, I heard CJ talking about it. And I heard CJ say there's no combat. You're just dodging. And I'm like, so it's literally just, you know, like they said, baby's first Metroidvania. And you know what?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, especially if I can get the kids to play with me. That wouldn't be so bad. I wouldn't really have to worry about a whole lot. So, I don't know. I think the art style looks cool. Obviously, I have talked about Castle of Illusion before and my love for the old Castle of Illusion game.
Yeah.
So, Illusion Island, that sounds okay to me. So.
Yeah, I wish there was a demo. Because, yes, like, I would have to see how it feels before I... And it's only $40.
So, and that's where I'm at with it. It was like, 40 bones. That's so cheap, realistically. But my issue becomes, like, I don't play my Switch enough, honestly, which is kind of why I really hope that this rumor of a new Switch coming out is true. Because, like, I need a revamp on mine, I feel like, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, the opposite, where I don't play my PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
So,
it's just, it's...
I get it.
The fanboyness in me, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm just an idiot. Okay. Well, I forgot to mention that I pre-ordered.
You pre-ordered?
Probably the game of the year that comes out tomorrow from, on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, I was going to say, from GameStop?
Oh, no. No. I think I'm finally done with GameStop.
Okay, good. What did you pre-order?
You don't know what comes out tomorrow on the Nintendo Switch?
With
a new couch co-op mode?
I don't know. Vampire Survivors. Yes, that's right. Yes, that is tomorrow. Holy shit. I mean, what was it? $10?
$4.50.
Yeah, dude, it's so cheap and it's so good. It's so good. I mean, I know you played it, but I it's so good.
Yeah, it's like all I want to do is play this with a controller.
And now you can, and with the wife. So, and all she's got to do is move. Like, it's not, there's nothing to learn. You just move.
Yeah. Yeah,
you get to LB, and it doesn't matter what she does. Just move. Just don't put it in your mouth. Just move.
It'll probably get in her mouth at some point.
It happens.
Unavoidable. But yeah, well, it was $5, and it was like
discounted
10% off. Yeah. It's like, why are you giving us a discount on this? We're gonna buy it.
Yeah, I don't need whatever. I don't need you to give me less or have me give you less money. I want to give you more money.
Yeah, because I would have paid at least $10.
Oh, that game is easily worth $10. Yeah. Hell yeah. So I forgot that was happening. I should buy that too so I could have the co-op so me and the kids could play it. I could, because I would buy, you know what, I'll probably just buy it on the PlayStation and on the Switch because I don't care.
Well, it's cheap enough.
And I got it for free on the iOS, so I didn't pay for it there. So.
Oh, well, and it was on Game Pass, right?
Yeah, and I didn't pay for it on Game Pass either. So.
Yep, nice.
Yep. So I owe these people some money because I've gotten some endless fucking time out of this.
They got your ad money.
That's true.
From watching those ads.
Yeah, all the ads. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So nothing tripping your trigger besides Illusion Island, possibly.
Yeah, Illusion Island's kind of scratching the back of my head. But, I mean, for me, I was really excited for WrestleQuest, and the reviews on WrestleQuest are not hot, which makes me sad because I wanted that game to be good. But yeah, like the next big thing for me is not Brock Lesnar. It's Spider-Man 2. And that's October. So I got plenty of time to get caught up on shit. I don't have anything else really coming out. So I'm hoping, you know, if Remnant 2 were to hit $45, I'd probably buy it, you know.
I think it's 50. I think it came out at 50.
Is it only at 50?
So maybe it makes me think it is. I'm on Amazon. So. Sure. I don't know what we got here. $49.99. Yeah, I think that's what it came out at, 50, which is kind of weird.
That is strange. But, yeah, so, okay, let's say 40 instead. Like, if there's just a slight discount on it, I think I'd be okay with it.
Why is Gearbox involved
publishing
in this
it? They published it.
THQ Nordic's also on this box. That's weird.
That's weird.
What's going on here?
Half developed or something? I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe Gearbox just had whoever they paid to develop Aliens Colonial Marines.
Go in and tell them what not to do. Hey, by the way, don't do this. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Remnant 2.
Yep, that's where
that's
I'm at.
That's a game.
That is a game. That's where I'm at with it, though. So, yeah. Okay. That more Amberneck. Well, I need to play my Amberneck some more, so that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you should do that.
Yep, I'll wait for your picture.
Well, it'll be a while.
That's okay. Amazon ships fast. I know you deliver it, so. Deliver your own Amberneck, it's fine.
I don't deliver in my town.
I know.
I could make it happen.
Yeah, just tell them to hold on to it so you can deliver it yourself and feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
I brought myself my own mistake.
That's completing the cycle.
Exactly.
And sometimes I'll pick up a letter at someone's house that's being sent to someone else on my route. So it's like I pick it up and then it goes through processing. Whatever. And then it comes back to me and I get to deliver it. Like I have completed the cycle. The circle of life.
This is how the world works now. Yeah. Sure, it would be nice to just drop it in the mailbox and not deal with it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably could just like
toss it in there
from one house to the other, but yeah. Then it wouldn't have the postmark on it. And like I don't.
Somebody would be like, "This is anthrax. What is this?"
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're the Unabomber.
Yeah, I mean, I wear a uniform.
That's true, so. And you are the bomb.
Yeah. Well. Yep.
There it is.
I got nothing.
That's it.
That's how we end the show.
Fucking
with a whimper.
Right. Yep. A wet fart. That's always how we do it.
Yep.
Wet and sticky.
Wetter. Yeah. Well, maybe Ryan will join us next time, whatever that is.
I hope so. Fingers crossed. Nothing for you next week with vacation, so maybe him and I will have to do a one up next week.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
And we'll see if we can maybe all convene at the end of August and go from there.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
Always. I'll have you anytime.
Thanks for having you. Okay, thank you.
I don't know if I love having myself, but it's here. It's fine.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's true. I've been tasked with the biggest job in the world. Some might say the littlest, but it's fine.
Heyo, level up. Bye.